This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All things covered. Listeners and viewers, we have a very, very special show coming to you live on our YouTube page. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, if this is your first time tuning into our show, we appreciate you. For all our loyal fans that have been rocking with us since the beginning, we appreciate you as well. This is a very, very special show. You know, normally we give you guys quality sound content weekly, but we're giving you some added spices this week because our very own Patrick Peterson, future Hall of Famer, one of the best ever to do it in Arizona, one of the best to do it at LSU. And currently is still adding on to his prolific resume, has some big time news. And before we get to Pat Peterson, I look at comments coming from my comment box. Number one, we appreciate you guys for giving us your opinions, your advice on where you think he should go, where you think he is going. We've seen a lot of different teams surface in the comments. We got Philly, we got the Raiders, we got Miami. We see a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans hoping and praying that the future Hall of Famer will go to the Chiefs. We're seeing Indy as well. I mean, we're seeing so many different teams, fans from different teams throughout the NFL, hoping and praying that our very own Patrick Peterson will be joining their beloved organization. But now, the man of the hour, the man of the week, it's your time to shine, Pat P.
Man,
what is the news you have for all of us as we patiently wait to hear where you will be playing this upcoming season?
You know, where I'll be playing this upcoming season, you know, I won't be going far.
Okay. You won't be going far.
No, I won't be going far.
Is it in? Wait a minute. So you say you're trying to, this might be under Division 4? What?
All I said, I won't be going far. And I'm not going far.
Where you going?
I think I'm gonna stay put where I'm at, man. I'm gonna stay put right there in Minnesota, and run it back with the guys, man. Keep it in the North.
Skull Nation, Skull Nation. Pat P, number 7, is
man.
Back for you guys that bought the number 7 jersey a year ago. You get an opportunity to rewear it this season. For you guys that haven't purchased a number 7 Peterson jersey, go out and get it. Pat P, number 1. How does it feel to be back in Minnesota?
It feels great because if you don't haven't noticed, see, I'm growing my hair out.
Hold on. Before we even talk about it, last week I saw you, Pat P. You had a low point. What kind of vitamins you taking? What kind of, you got
man,
some different vitamin dirty. D pills
That's
or something?
If you haven't noticed, I haven't had my hat off for the last 10 or 15 shows. I always have.
You're
my
right.
Hat off.
You're right.
I've been hiding under the nest because I would get prepared for the cold. So I can have a little, I'm gonna be like a lion. I can have a little protection now for all the snow. Now I know what to look for now in that tundra.
Yes, sir. But you're back with, matter of fact, can we see the brim?
Oh yeah.
That's a nice hat, Pat P. I never seen that type of Vikings hat before.
Yeah, I told my boys, man, that you know, there's a good group of guys in the locker room. Harrison being, you know, one of the ones that I'm very, very close to and with. On the squad, I just felt it was right, you know, just to be there and grind with those guys, you know, and try to all come together for that common goal. And the team is stacked, you know, like I always talked about, you know, last year, you know, we just couldn't put it all together in certain situations, but you know, we got even better, I believe, this year in the off season by adding a great offensive mind and Kevin. Adding a pass rusher to help Daniil with Ed coming from his, you know, his defensive background, being in San Francisco, Chicago, and lately in Denver. So, you know, these guys are definitely trying to put the pieces in the right place. Now it's just all on, you know, us, coaches, staff, and the players to go out and execute and put together the best game plan possible moving forward so we can, you know, get some dubs. But I'm excited about it, man. My family is excited about it. I can't wait to get back up there. You know, I just text all the guys and, you know, all the guys excited that I chose to stay put. So it's going to be a fun year. It was a fun year last year. It wasn't the outcome that obviously that we wanted. But, you know, we got another crack at it. You know, so
got another crack at it.
Yeah, and it's pretty much everybody who was there last year. So it's going to be fun to get back in the building and see all of this kind of manifest.
Well, Pat P, tell us the difference between this free agency year for you compared to a year ago. What was the difference?
You know, the difference between last year and this year is like last year I didn't go through anything like this in my 10-year career. So I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how, you know, talks would go about or, you know, what takes so long, you know, and things like that. So, you know, this go around, you know, I was just being patient, you know. God's going to put me where he wants me to be. You know, my whole thing was, if I had to wait past, you know, a certain point, you know, I wasn't coming in there for, you know, be no camp players. I retired before I do something like that, you know, so, you know, and, you know, everything ended up finally, you know, working itself out, you know, so just being more patient and just understanding, you know, how teams, you know, trying to get their team, the roster together, you know, with some of their main priorities that they feel that they need to better their team. So just understanding the process, you know, better the second go around, definitely put me in a better space, in a better place, because I was able to enjoy my vacation this year with my kids, my family, versus, you know, worried about, you know, if anyone's going to call, not really, but not wanting to go out to dinner and all that stuff. So I was able to enjoy, you know, this free agency versus, you know, being a nervous wreck.
Well, is it challenging for you to, you know, play on another 1-year deal? You played on a 1-year deal a year ago. You dealt with COVID issues, dealt with a hamstring issue that caused you to miss a lot of time. But signing another 1-year deal, is it challenging for you, understanding that you're on a 1-year deal?
No, not at all, Matt, because, you know, I love the game, man. You know, that all the other stuff is going to come with it. You know, as long as I have an opportunity to play the game that I love at a high level, give it all I got, you know, and you know, help my teammates, you know, reach their full potential and all come together and try to get that common goal. That's all that matters to me. Just as long as I'm, you know, like I always talked about, making something that's respectable. I'm not trying to, you know, back up the brakes truck anymore, because I know I'm not 26, 25 anymore.
And you already did that anyway, so.
Right. You know, so I just want to be able to, you know, have a respectable contract so I can come in there with a smile and give you everything I got. And we'll go from there. And I just, you know, and honestly, it's just me, you know, betting on myself again. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it, you know. So it's me betting on myself again, and we'll see where it takes me this year.
And with that being said, how many more years do you want to play?
I want to play 3 more seasons, including this one.
Okay. Well, let me throw a hypothetical out there to you. Let's say the Vikings win the championship. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of say-so in the success, bringing you guys a championship. Would you consider walking away then, or would you be more motivated to running it back?
Man, it all depends on, honestly, how the body feels, man. You know, Matt, you know, like I told you, I want to play 3 more years, but if my body, like, one day wakes up, like, all right, enough is enough. You know what I mean? So I just got to listen to my body, man. My body feel great. You know, this is, you know, the leanest I've been for the longest period of time.
How much you weigh right now?
I'm 197 right now. So, and, you know, I weighed in the season, I was around that 197, 198.
197, man. Last time you was in the 190s, it could have been, what, 10th grade, 11th grade?
Yeah, my senior year, actually.
Because in college at LSU, I know you were clearly in the twos.
Yeah, I was my first weigh-in at college, I was 205. Like, my first weigh-in on campus was 205, freshman year. But yeah, I feel leaner, you know, I feel great, you know, so it just all depends on how the body feels, man. But I want to play a solid 3 more seasons.
3 years, but a championship, depending on your body, that could, like, change the course of that thought process. Well, let's get to the nitty gritty. Throughout this process, free agent process for you, did you ever think you would potentially leave Minnesota? And two-part question, the second part, give us some of the other teams that were potentially in the mix that reached out to you and your agent about trying to potentially acquire your services for their team.
I didn't expect anything, to be honest with you. You know, I just was going with the flow and honestly letting whatever happens, you know. So I came into this, you know, free agency, honestly, with, I won't necessarily say I knew I'd be on the team, but, you know, with no expectations on what team.
So I
really couldn't tell you if it was a point that, you know, that I was thinking that I wasn't going to be on the Minnesota Vikings team. But throughout this whole time, you know, I know that's where I wanted to be. You know,
yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, the ball's in their court. They want to offer me a contract if they want to start negotiating.
Yep.
And things of that nature. But, and the teams that were, you know, conversating with me and my agent, we had Buffalo was conversating with my agent. Who else was it? You got the Bears was conversating.
I remember you told me the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts was early on conversating. Who else was in there? Mine's going blank. Tampa, depending on what they did with, you know, with
Carlton.
With Carlton. So they end up signing their guy. So they was out of it. It was one more team. I can't think of her right now.
Were the Eagles ever involved? I know they were trying to recruit you. Some of the players had Darius Slay and some of the other guys trying to recruit you.
I don't remember having no conversations, you know, with them. Or, I mean, they probably reached out, but my agent haven't told me anything about, you know, Philly having any interest. Oh, I think it was Washington.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let now it's time to get the Minnesota Viking fans fired up about this upcoming season. You still got a draft coming up in the next month or so, next month to be exact. I think the Vikings currently hold the 12th overall pick in the first round. But let's look at this roster right now. As I look at the roster offensively, the cabinets of field, they got all kind of spices up there. They got the good seasoning salt. They got that garlic powder. Oh, I love garlic powder when I put on my fried chicken. By the way, Pat P, my fried chicken is fire. I got some of the best fried chicken in the land. They got all kind of spices up there when you look at the offensive personnel. Kirk Cousins, Cook, Thielen is coming back. You get a healthy Irv Smith Jr., who I was high on before the injury. He's coming back. You know, offensive line should be much improved, especially being healthy. Then you look at the defense. Let's look at this roster right now as we see it right now, right? You got Dalvin Thomason, Harrison Phillips, Daniil, getting him back. Don't forget about, you know, you just signed Smith, you know, took him from a divisional foe in the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. Daniil and Smith potentially have an opportunity to be one of the best pass rushing duos in the NFC and could be one of the best pass rushing duos in the NFL, especially if they're healthy. Then you add your former teammate from the Arizona Cardinals and Jordan Hicks to pair up with Eric Kendricks. Man, you got the hitman Harrison Smith, who we've had on the show, Cameron Danzler, who we had on the show, and adding you to the fold as well. Looking at this team, let's just highlight the defensive side, right? What else needs to be added to this defense to kind of give you guys an extra boost to go over the top?
I think they're definitely going to drop the corner at some
Stingley.
Point. Yeah, I think
Stingley.
What you talked about a couple shows ago.
I said this is what I said, Kwesi. I called out Kwesi. Kwesi don't know me, who is the GM, new GM, doing a phenomenal job. I said, if I'm Kwesi, I'm bringing back Pat P. I'm drafting Derek Stingley Jr. You guys need someone to command the inside. Stingley is the guy who can command the inside. You got Stingley, you got Pat P, you got Cameron Danzler, you're cooking with gas. Now you got a young future Hall of Famer being able to tutor both young players, and you're building for the future. So me personally, I agree. I think the Vikings should draft a cornerback in the first round. For all you guys that are watching us on YouTube, comment, let us know what you think. I've never been a GM before on Madden. I've been a GM a lot of times on Madden. Good job.
I'm drafting
Derek Stingley Jr.
If he's there.
And you also had high praise for Derek Stingley because let's keep it real, Pat P. You were the first domino to fall for LSU when it came to outstanding cornerback play, mm-hmm. right? You took that position to a whole nother level that is now known to be DBU for that university. But you had high praise. You said that Derek Stingley, when it comes to ball skills and talent, I mean, he was doing some things that you were not able to do at LSU. Yeah. So if he is there, how do you think he would fit in to the secondary, especially when you look at yourself and Harrison Smith and some of the other vets you have?
I think he'll fit in great. I think he'll be coming with Ed coming from Denver. I think he can be another Patrick Surtain the second, you know, come mm-hmm. in and, you know, be able to have a strong force into the defense at an early age, right out of the gate, you know, so he has that type of potential, you know, although, you know, he didn't play last year, but when he get on the football field and he's healthy and all locked in, he's one of the best to ever do it, you know, on a college level. Now we have
no question. I mean, his freshman year might be one of the best freshman seasons we will ever see from a corner.
No doubt about it. So, you know, if he's there, I think it'd be, you know, a perfect match. But, you know, his ball skills and his athletic ability, just everything. He has a total package, man. He, like I told you, like he reminds me a lot of myself when I was in school, just how agile he is at the line, how physical he is at the line of scrimmage, his press technique, how he's able to locate the ball when he's not looking at the quarterback, when he's, eyes on the receiver and getting his eyes back, knowing how to locate the ball at the high point. You know, those are some of the things that it may seem little, but, you know, it goes a long way, and it's the difference between you intercepting the ball mm-hmm. versus letting the guy catch the ball on you. So, he's a special one, man. He's a special one. I can't wait to see how his career is going to unfold on the next level.
And also outside of Derek Stingley Jr., you know, you may have Sauce Gardner who could be available. McDuffie, the kid from Washington. This draft will be heavily saturated with quality sound cornerback play. But if I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I either go cornerback or you may want to add some depth to the defensive line. But I think based on what we see from the offensive end with the structure, I mean, it's not too much needs to be done offensively. I think continue to add depth defensively, because you guys did not have the sound depth last year to be able to withstand some of the issues that you had when it came to COVID situations or injury situation. And now let's transition to the bigger picture before we let you go, Pat P. For all the Minnesota Viking fans, this is a great day to be rocking the purple and gold. Pat P. is back in a Vikings uniform. The broad picture, when you look at the entire division, right? You look at the NFC North that has been controlled by the Green Bay Packers. You look at what Chicago has done via free agency. Detroit, they've been very, very active as well. What needs to happen? I mean, Pat P., when you look at the team you're chasing the same team that the Packers, the Bears and the Vikings are chasing. But what needs to happen for Minnesota to be able to, you know, get that number one spot in division? No Devontae Adams, so that's a good sign for Viking fans and for the Vikings. But what needs to happen for you guys to get that number one spot in the division?
You know, obviously win every game at home. You know,
you talk about winning home games. That's important. Why is that important?
I mean, because it just makes your job, you know, that much easier when you have to go on the road. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, when you win homes at the ball, when you win your home games, first of all, you have to defend your turf. And you shouldn't let no one come in your backyard and win a football game. So that's just my mentality, you know, when we play home. So got to win every game at home and just play sound physical football, you know, smart, fundamental football, you know, in those crunch time moments, executing, you know, not having those brain farts, you know, being sound, you know, if you're in the red zone on the 3-yard line, if the snap counts on two, know that the snap counts on two. We can't have bonehead mistakes. You know, just things like that, you know, that I think, you know, if we can, you know, clean up, it can take us a long way. You know,
I
just feel like we just wasn't a very clean and sound situational football team last year, and that hurt us. You know, I feel like we competed in every football game that we played in. We just couldn't finish. Yeah, we just couldn't finish.
You know? I had my blood pressure so high watching y'all late in the fourth quarter, man. I was like, man, my nerves were bad, man. Y'all found a way to trick it off in the fourth quarter.
My two-year-old daughter had a heart attack a couple times too, and she's only two. Yeah.
Arizona, Baltimore.
Yeah. I mean. So, you know, if we can clean that up, you know, and work extremely hard on that throughout the offseason and training camp, and when those opportunities present themselves, you know, we can ace the task.
Yeah. Last question for you, Pat P. Thank you for all our viewers tuning in, checking us out on YouTube with Pat P. giving us the information, the news that he will be signing back with the Minnesota Vikings. You have a new coaching staff, new regime in the front office. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how when you look at Kevin O'Connell, who's the new head coach, you look at Kwesi, who's the new GM, you know, what has been your early impressions of those two individuals and their vision of this program going forward?
Just how attentional detail that these guys are, the type of the quality of men that they want on this football team, the identity that they want to have moving forward and what they want to build and what they want to be known as. You know, obviously with Kevin being his first year as a head coach, been around a lot of great football minds, obviously coming right from one with and Sean out of L.A. had the opportunity to see how things need to be ran, how things need to be operated, how to handle superstars, how to handle certain players. So I think he was in a great position to shadow a great head coach. You know, so just the identity that these guys want to have, what they want to be known for, and the quality of men that they want to have in this locker room moving forward just, you know, speaks volumes of, you know, the direction that they, you know, foresee this organization going. So, you know, I'm excited about, about coming back and obviously about the opportunities that we have in front of us because, like I always say, we got a ton of talent on this football team.
Yep.
Now it's time to, you know, go out there and put forth our best effort to try to get some dubs because, you know, at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. Everybody have a good team on roster, on paper that they feel. But if you can't go out there and execute the game plans and turn those games into Ws, really don't matter. So, you know, we know we got an uphill climb, but I think we're more than ready for it. So let's run it back and let's defend the North.
No question. If you can give one message to the Viking fans that are tuning in, checking us out on YouTube right now, what would that message be?
I can't wait to get back. You guys, you know, taking me and my family in with open arms. We're excited to be a part of the Minnesota Vikings family again. We're excited to run it back again. I promise you, we'll be more prepared for the winter this time.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she's so excited. I wish I had this on video because I told her maybe like 30 minutes ago before I came up here. She was so excited. She wanted to put on her little dress, but she started running around the house. Skull, skull, skull. So she decided to still be a part of the family, and we can't wait for the Sundays to get here.
Well, there you have it. The news we've been waiting for, especially if you're cheering and rooting for the Minnesota Vikings. Pat Peterson signing back with the team. Thank you for checking us out. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden. For you guys, this is your first time tuning in. Make sure you hit us with a like and subscribe because you do not want to miss any of our future episodes. Because if you love Pat Peterson, if you love the Minnesota Vikings, we oftentimes like to give out some gifts. So you might be a lucky fan that could get a signed autographed jersey, maybe a signed hat. Who knows? But you got to stay tuned to be able to get that said gift or gifts. But thank you once again, Pat P.
Yes, sir.
Back with the Minnesota Vikings on a one-year deal. I gave my prediction on what you guys should do in the first round.
Let's see if it happens.
He's there. Go get Stingley. That's it. Hey, once again, like I said, subscribe, hit the like button, check us out on podcasts, wherever podcasts can be found, of course, on YouTube. But until the next time, we will see you when we see you. Peace. Yes,
now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.